Boys and girls, tonight is the first edition of MRAF where I decided to turn on a camera. For those of you that have never seen me before, now you know why I do radio. I got a face only a mother could love on payday. I just realized doing this as a one-man band sort of situation is a whole lot different than me doing the video and Trench doing the chat. Folks, you are listening and watching Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am the indelible Mr. Murphy. For those of you that don't know what indelible means, Wikipedia.com, dictionary.com, they are your friends. This is a one-hour trek through all things rock and roll. Now, I gotta tell you something, folks, and I hate to say this. The Power Hour is on a countdown. Yep, our time here is pretty much coming to an end. The time slot that I occupy is not mine. I don't own it. I only occupy it. And that time has, in fact, been sold. No, Murphy, no. Yes, it's been sold. It's been given to another show that can make money. Whereas I can't. By the way, guys, how's the audio levels on the chat? Tell me on the cam. Tell me how it is. I can adjust them accordingly. So my time here is now at a countdown. I don't know exactly when, but we are making that final turn, heading into the home stretch, as the horse racing fellows like to say. Yeah, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour is either going to have to find a new home or just go away entirely. Who knows what will actually happen? I sure don't. Folks, the reason this show exists is so that I can play music for you, music that I like. And tonight, that is no difference. Or no different. God, this is why I should stop doing the show. I have the oral skills of a retard with a big, fat, leathery tongue in his mouth. Anyway, stuff I have in line for you tonight. Let's see here. Offspring, Nine Inch Nails, Wolf Mother, Santana, who, by the way, I am going to see tomorrow night. Very excited about this, if you can't tell. I will be going with Steve Freese of local fame. So that'll be fun. Other things playing tonight, Elvis Presley, little AFI, and a three-shot from a relatively, I don't want to say new, but new to me and probably new to all of you band called The Ship. The Ship is a band out of Chicago who 35 years ago were huge in the northern Midwest area, Wisconsin, Chicago, things like that. These guys were enormous. They were huge. Then they just disappeared. They just, everybody went off and did their own thing. Show, the band never did anything after that. And 35 years later, one of the record companies decided to re-release all of the original masters. And I have, let me get this here. I have their CDs. This is a very cool band. And I have a three shot from them tonight for you. And if you like them, I may play them later on another day, or may play them later on another show. Because don't forget, not only am I here on Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. What? Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. What? Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Not only am I here, but you can find me every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, spankwagon.net. I did play one of their cuts before. Trencher Ass. I've heard of them. Didn't you play them before? I played one of their cuts before, and it was a live cut that I didn't like all that much. I got to tell you, but the stuff from the masters is amazing. The band is truly cool, and they are going to start. They are going to start touring. In fact, they start this Saturday. I'll have information for you on that later on the broadcast. Now, something else we're going to do tonight is I have a song that I'm a huge fan of. Something I Can Never Have, which is by Nine Inch Nails. I am going to play later on in the show a cover of that by Flyleaf. So we're going to start here. And let me make sure I got this little thingy turned up where it's supposed to be. We're going to start off the night with that song by Nine Inch Nails, Something I Can Never Have. Take a listen. On the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Okay, now that we've had our emo moment for the night, that was Nine Inch Nails, Something I Can Never Have. Now, the first time I heard that song, funnily enough, was here in Vegas, the Can Can Room, horrible strip club. It's just barely a few notches up above Larry's Villa, for any of you familiar with that. But the stripper, her name was Alex. I never forgot that because I wound up dating her. And she came out and all the girls were dancing to rap and they were dancing all this fast-paced shit. And she put that song on. And they didn't even have a DJ. They had a jukebox. She put that song on and oh my God. All right, folks, so for those of you viewing in the chat room right now, you're viewing some trippy-ass shit right there. Yep, you are looking at Matrix mode. iTunes is paused. Nice. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Like I did say earlier in the night, we are slowly but surely running out of shows because, well, they sold our asses. No, they sold the time slot, but what are you going to do? So it's time to pick up the pace a little bit, folks. You know what's better than Real Big Fish? Real Big Fish and Say Ferris.
Need nobody to be.
I gotta love a little ska. Now, how do you back-to-back Nine Inch Nails with that? Simple. I do it, bitches. That's right, folks. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour. That's how this works. For those of you that are listening and haven't quite figured out the chat room situation yet, let me tell you how it works. You see, we no longer using the LB Rocks chat. Didn't give us enough interestingness. Didn't give us enough control. Didn't give us enough cool things to do. So what we did is we went ahead and went and moved to the Ustream system, and we're using them for video, and we're also using them for our chat room. Why? Because I like fucking with things and throwing people off. So you want to go to spankwagon.net and click on the Mr. Murphy link at the top, listen live, and you'll be transported almost as if by interweb magic to our chat room where you have to log in. That's right, use an email address. Go ahead and use a throwaway one. And you get into the chat room, and then you talk to people like Trencher and Ray. They won't let me have a three-letter name. Sorry, Ray. I have no control over that. But at least we can do cool things now. And it's IRC-based. For any of you that are nerds, go to spankwagon.net, and there's a whole big thread on it somewhere. Also, go to the forums, and you can, in the VIP section, you can download our entire commercial recording session in its entirety and listen to just how little programming or little, well, how little planning actually goes into our show. All right, folks, so moving right along here, because tonight is all about the music. Let's play a song from a man who yours truly is going to see play tonight, or tomorrow night, which could be tonight for those of you listening to the podcast or in another time zone. Oh, fuck it! God damn it, I don't have a DeLorean for this shit. How about some Santana? Black Magic Woman. Why is it? Hello? Okay. Apparently, that track's not going to play. And I'm somewhat confused as to why it's not playing. I can hear it, but it's not playing out loud. Huh, okay, well, fuck that. We're moving right along to The Offspring then. How about hit that? Oh, God, I'm retarded. You know why? Because if I would have hit the right fucking slider. All right, back to Black Magic Woman from Santana. Cut on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Pick up my magic sticks.
Ah, a little Santana there for us. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour, and we're going to jump right into our next song. A little bit Offspring. Bow, bow, bow. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. That was Hit That by The Offspring. Gotta love that. Now, when I was looking through the music I needed to play tonight, and yes, I am doing that on purpose, Scrappy. When I was looking tonight through things I wanted to play, I found something the other day that I think you guys are going to like. Now, everybody knows that I happen to have just a little tiny thing for Tom Jones. Maybe it's a big thing. If I had panties, I'd throw them at him. So I found this the other day, and I thought it was really, really cool. I wanted to play it for you all. This is a cover of Mama Told Me Not to Come by the Stereophonics and Tom Jones. I want you to take a listen and tell me what you think. And then after that, we are going to hit the... I'll tell you what's coming up after that. So here, tell me what you think of this shit, because this has me a little tripped out. On the Power Hour.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea. What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't the way I have fun.
Smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun, son.
someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
That was the Stereophonics and Tom Jones. Mama told me not to come. Sorry, Mama. I need a sandwich. Okay, so now it is time for me to play something for you guys. Well, I've been playing stuff all night. It is time for me to play this three-song superset. You like that? Gayest phrase in radio. I'm going to play this three-song superset of The Ship. Now, before you just tune out right away, I got to play these for you. Number one, they are cool to listen to. Number two, these are just remasters of the original recordings 35 years ago. So the first song is called George Washington Bridge. Take a listen. I guarantee you it's not what we normally play here. It's almost a little folky for what, you know, I normally play. But this is very cool stuff. So take a listen. On the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was George Washington Bridge, and that was off of the, what's that one? That's the Left in the Wake album. Now let me grab this for you. Let me read you the liner notes off the actual CD on this. Left in the Wake feature songs written by six different members of the ship, all nine of the musicians who played in the group from its beginning in 1971 through 1977 are represented somewhere in this collection of recordings, though not in strict chronological order. The CD shows a progression from the group's early folk-inspired musical style through its gradual transition towards song mixture, which included pop, country, and rock numbers. This variety of sound, singers, songwriters, and musical styles is what made the ship concert an event to remember. I'm telling you, this is some cool shit here. All right, now, the next one is off of the Tornado CD, and it's called Lost Weekend Farewell. A little bit different sound, and again, it does kind of go through ship's transition into who they were to who they became. So take a listen to this. This has got more of that folky feel to it.
As we walk to the door, and all that we're
So that was Lost Weekend Farewell. That really does have one of the longest outros I think I've heard in any song. But, again, very cool song. Now, the last one I'm going to play for you guys. This is Midwestern Highway. It is off of the Left in the Wake album. I get a sneeze. Excuse me. All right, so last one for you guys, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. But check this out. This is Midwestern Highway by The Ship. It is off of that Left in the Wake CD. Check it out.
Midwestern Highway, taking me for a while. If I had my way, I would have gone in style. And I can just see you stretching out in the distance. Billboard signs keep flying by me much too fast to read. My way's highway speed supply is more than I need. Midwestern Highway, I don't know what to do. I don't know my way, I'm putting my trust in you. And I can just see you in the valley below me, rolling down to meet the river as you pull away. Reckless road, won't you deliver someday my way? Stretching out in the distance, rolling up from miles of nowhere. Do you really care? I could find my answer somewhere. Maybe it's there. Maybe, maybe it's there. Maybe, maybe it's there.
So there you go. That was the Ship. Check them out. They are starting to tour again, starting in Chicago. Moving right along, how about some AFI for us, huh?
Yeah. people are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange.
Little Doors for you guys. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. We are rapidly running out of time here tonight. So let's play this.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
And I think it's gonna be a long
love this song. All right, folks. Now, I know we're just about out of time. Earlier on in the show, I mentioned wanting to play a song twice, one night, from two different artists. The first time I played it by the original artist, That Is Something I Can Never Have by Nine Inch Nails. Now, here is a cover version of it by Flyleaf. Now, I know some people, Trencher, are going to think that this is sacrilege, but I have to tell you, I enjoy this. I think they did a good job with it. So, take a listen here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
I'm tax on you.
Well, folks, that's about it for
you'll lose your
this episode of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. That's how this works. But you still just remember, folks, I am live for now here every Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Pacific. Do the math on your time zone.
People you hate will get their hooks into you. They'll pull you down.
Folks, remember, you can also hear me live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Spankwagon.net. We are on a limited time span here at LB Rocks. The Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour will be leaving you soon. If you want to see if I can keep things going or if you want to give me a couple of messages of encouragement, please email me, murphy@spankwagon.net. Remember, folks, I can only do this as long as they let me, and I definitely will only do this as long as you love me. If you think I'm an ass, if you think I'm a tool, if you think I'm doing a shitty job, please let me know. Opinions are always welcomed. Check me out, spankwagon.net. I guess that's about it. Folks, I love you all dearly, and I want to say thank you very much to Ray, who stuck around for the whole thing, Trencher, who records this, and even Lil Scrappy, who came and visited us during the show for a very brief period of time. Someone has a new laptop to play with. So, folks, I guess this is pretty much it for me for now. I'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.